Well, I've read two things you've written relatively recently about generalism, and I remember what you wrote about continuity of care many years ago as well, which was quite a, actually it created a lot of discussion, the way you broke it down. Do you want to, can you talk a little bit about, well, you wrote that piece about whether generalists are not specialists, and that family physicians aren't specialists, and yet that seems to be where we're going, because everybody's a specialist of some sort, right? Can you talk a bit about your philosophy there?
Well, I can accept that family medicine is understandable and can be broken down into its components, and that requires special understanding and special learning. Mm-hmm. But in the dichotomy between specialism and generalism, the strength of family practice has always been that their family doctors are generalists and will never say to somebody, "I'm sorry, I can't help you."
Right.
And yeah. That's Ian McWinney. That goes back a long way. And to call a generalist a specialist, even if you believe his discipline is special, just doesn't make any practical sense in the discussion of generalism and specialism.
Right.
Because family physicians are the generalists of the medical profession.
Right.
And they have varied levels of competence mm-hmm. in different aspects of the problems that patients present to them. Mm-hmm. But they'll always get the thing started mm-hmm. and with themselves connected with the patient as their advocate, their supporter, as well as a main source of background information for whatever specialists they use to consult with.
Right.
And you're always there to take the patient back when the specialist has done his or her thing.
Right.
So right. There's always that. And I think even in general internal medicine, for example, where there's also a dearth of sufficient people, I think, mm-hmm. The generalist internist, first of all, limits his or herself to adult patients.
Right. Yeah.
So they put some boundaries around patients they will see. Not just a technical expertise that, for example, anesthesiology has a lot of technical expertise plus a lot of medical expertise, mm-hmm. but the family doctor just has to be able to welcome anyone into their practice,
right,
and negotiate with them what they're going to do for that patient themselves, and what they might want to get some help, what they might actually transfer the immediate care of somebody during an acute severe illness for a few weeks, for a few days, for whatever.
Right.
But the patient always comes back to the family doctor for continuing care, and the family physician can always contribute to the care and decision making that goes on when the patient's very sick.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed, having hung around family docs for 40 years, was change in the way people thought about that. So when I started, there was a lot of literature. People like Ian and Gail Stevens and so forth, who were writing in an almost philosophical way about the discipline. My sense is that doesn't happen. I mean, people don't think about it that way. Do you sense a change in the way people are thinking about the discipline or not thinking about the discipline? Or forgetting of the origins, in a sense, I guess.
I think that it's still there. Those kinds of things, that kind of thinking is still there.
Okay.
And if you listen carefully at college meetings, you'll find between the lines some of the stuff that goes back 30, 40 years
Right.
with the thoughts of Ian McWinney and the thoughts of Gail Stevens and Lynn Carmichael
Right.
and those people
Yeah.
Who were our inspiration and leaders a long time ago.
Yeah.
You can't but help if you're a practicing family doctor to beware of the broad range of issues that you've got to deal with
Yeah.
and to organize your practice to meet the needs of the population that comes to you.
Right.
And that's mostly what those basic principles were about.
Yeah.
So whether you're talking about what's been written or what's being written, what's being practiced is, I don't think changed a whole lot, except that I would hope that
Yeah.
the practice is better, the quality of practice is better because people have more information
Right,
and have better tools to work with,
right.
and are better organized
Yeah.
in the way they present practice
Okay.
to the public.